Hello, I'm Holly Fracaro, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties. This is the Home Builders Minute, where I interview one of our members every month about their expertise in the current housing market.
This month, my guest is George Smart, also known as Mr. Modernism. George, share with our listening audience the construction standards one would expect to find in a modernist home.
Well, you would tend to find lots of windows and openings. You would tend to find a roof that was not just a pitched roof. It would be a butterfly type roof, inverted, might be a flat roof or a shed roof. And when you're shopping for these, it's important, of course, to get an inspection on the house because some of modernist architecture was ahead of material science at the time, which meant they were designing houses that they didn't quite have the right materials to build. That's why in the 70s, modernist houses got the reputation of having leaky roofs. Even though it was only about 10 or 20% of all the houses, that was enough to get people to stop buying modernist houses. And modernism kind of died for about 20, 25 years until the 90s, when people rediscovered them and started buying them and fixing them up.
Thanks for joining us on the Home Builders Minute, keeping us informed about the building and buying of new homes. Tune in weekly for this show, which is also archived under the Town Square tab of chapelboro.com and on hbadoc.com.